On the Powers That Be podcast, we examine the players and currents behind today's most consequential decisions. Join us. Listen to the Powers That Be wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, I think that's more just kind of, you know, playing it by ear, seeing how things go from this point, you know, to training camp and then from training camp into the preseason and season. But as of right now, I feel really good. So in a good spot.
You talked about not deciding not to have work done on the knee, but have you had any work done on it, like cleanups or little things that maybe aren't what you would answer regarding a restructure or anything?
Yeah, no, I've not gone under the blade or needle, whatever they call it.
The knife.
So I've been fortunate enough not to do that. And, you know, after the season ended, I talked to a lot of doctors who know a lot more than I do regarding the PCL and everything that has to do with health. And, you know, they advised against it. So, leave them, and then that kind of went into, you know, setting a good foundation for strength around the knee to support it.
Have you ever had any surgery?
I have not, no.
I mean, maybe I should have asked that, but
I have not,
sorry.
Though, no.
Sorry.
Yeah.
So, Dalton, though, if the doctors had said, hey, this is the best course of action, you would have pursued that, right? You kind of let them kind of walk you through it, so to speak?
Yeah. Got plenty of opinions from people, you know, great doctors, a bunch of team doctors around the league, and they advise against it. Yeah, so went with their suggestions and opinions.
How cool is it that you'll play in your hometown for the first time in your professional career when this team goes to Vegas?
Yeah, it's actually on my birthday too, which is pretty cool. So families are already excited. Grandparents are there, a bunch of families in Vegas, so it'll be a cool experience.
They talked about you feeling well, but physically, do you feel like, Joe was kind of saying, you've added muscle, and do you feel the strongest that you've felt in a while?
Yeah, by far, especially this point in the year. Gives me a lot of confidence knowing that there's still, you know, plenty of months until the season and preseason. So being able to build upon that, it gives me some more confidence.
What about from a mental standpoint, to be able to build on it, knowing and not maybe having whatever doubts you may or may not have had last year, but mm-hmm. then there's the rookie season where there's all kinds of doubts. But now you got this foundation. Here you go. Where are you heading? What are your thoughts on 2020?
Yeah, I'd say it's probably the best I've felt in my career at this point in the year. Not having those thoughts of the knee, especially last year. And at this point, you know, I feel really good, not even thinking about it out there.
What kind of element does DJ Moore bring to the pass game?
I mean, he's everything as advertised and more. Great addition to the locker room already. You know, a guy that's fit in extremely well, and just his ability on the field. You know, we'll find ways to really utilize it, and knowing Joe and everything he does. Great to have him here, especially in OTAs, and be able to work with him, you know, now and then going into training camp.
How'd the Bills inform you they were picking up your fifth year option? Did you get a call from Brandon, or
I think it was my dad maybe who I think I got an email. I was informed by my agent well before, okay. And then some of my mail gets shipped back home in Vegas, and my dad was like, can I open this? And I was like, yeah, please do. I was like, you keep that.
How cool was it though to know that you had some injuries, but this team is sticking by you and say, you know what, we know he's going to be here and still a good player for us.
Yeah, you know, it rolls into the confidence, you know, them pouring confidence into me, you know, only will make me a better player. So it's kind of just like the Bills organization, you know, they keep good people and bring good people in. So, you know, help set the culture and everything.
Sorry if you were already asked this, but we were talking to Joe earlier and he was talking about the tug of war game. You anchored one of the games and we joked about, you know, the knee must feel pretty good. I mean, can you take us through what that was like?
Yeah, tug-of-war was a lot of fun. We didn't lose a match, surprisingly. You know, there's some heavy forces we went against. Kind of worked out structure-wise for us, maybe. Just, you know, they had some good battles beforehand. But, yeah, knee felt really good, and I think that was a pretty good test for it.
That's the headline, that you won. Joe didn't say that you won.
Yeah, no, we won. We were undefeated in it.
I know it's early, but with Joe being the head coach now, maybe less time in offensive meetings. What's it been like having Pete as the voice and walking you guys through what changes, you know, are going to be made to prepare for this season?
Yeah, Joe was really excited to bring Pete in, a guy he spent a lot of time with and a guy he respects a lot. And it's just cool to have, you know, a different set of eyes, you know, different opinion on some stuff. But Joe's still definitely been around the offense. I think it's weird seeing him root for the defense out there sometimes, you know, when we, you know, have an incomplete pass or whatnot. But, yeah, Pete's been a great addition.
I'm Anna Garcia, host of True Crime News, the podcast. Every week, we bring you in-depth coverage on cases making headlines, as well as those that go under the radar. Tune in for Murders That Defy Explanation, Mystery Seeking Exploration, and Shocking Secrets That Will Leave You Breathless. Each week, we honor the victims by going beyond the salacious in our search for justice. Crime never stops, and neither do we. Listen to True Crime News, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.